If your two-year-old is anything like mine, they love to throw tantrums. Like, there is a reason why they call it the terrible twos.
I mean, it doesn't just reserve itself for small kids either. You can see it sometimes boiling up in people when something's about to go bad.
Yeah. Dr. Joe Shippa is a child psychologist. Dr. Joe, you know, I feel like, in general, I'm a laid-back mom. But it's like you get on the brink of losing your mind when your child is throwing themselves on the floor and screaming, and you don't have any idea why.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of it, is that they try us. And, you know, if you've got a toddler, you've got a two-year-old, that's pretty developmentally appropriate, because at that age, you know, kids are struggling with emotions that they can't regulate. So they're overwhelmed by things, and especially they become angry and frustrated, because typically with kids at that age, you're asking them to do something, or they want something, their determining is sort of not justified, you know?
That's true.
They deserve something else, and they don't want to give you this. So you have to think of the tantrum as a reaction to, like, a situation that your child cannot handle in a more mature way. If she were, you know, 30, you'd hope that she would say, oh, please, you know, I don't prefer to do that, Mom. But she's two. She's not going to do that.
Well, fingers crossed she's still not doing it at 30.
I've seen that.
That would be a totally different problem.
Yeah. So what techniques can you use? Because I see the parents that do the counting thing when they're like, I'm going to count to three. One.
Right.
Two.
Right.
Two and a half.
Two and three quarters.
Right. Right. And I right. can't imagine that works. And then I see the parents that are, which I try, it's timeout chair. You want to go in the timeout chair? And then she just throws herself in the timeout chair, and then she gets distracted in it. I mean, I don't even know what's happening. What actually works in these situations?
Well, the first thing you have to remember is that you don't want to reinforce the tantruming. If you give into it, then the child learns that it works. Becomes a learned response, and you're intermittently reinforcing it, because you might not give in every single time, but you will give in, you know, every other time, and they get it. I mean, kids are good, and it's sort of a conditioned response. So the goal is to unlearn this behavior. So you have to teach them and model ways to solve the problem. You teach them what compromising is all about and complying with expectations in order to receive, hopefully, some type of a reward at the end of it, even if it's just a positive kind of feeling from it. You have to understand the triggers and plan for them. But it's really about teaching them the skills of problem solving and compromise. It's not about, I mean, you could use those other techniques of, you know, go to the timeout chair, but quite frankly, if they're going to the timeout chair, and I've seen this all too often, kids go to the timeout chair and they're throwing a fit in the timeout chair.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't stopped their tantruming. And the problem is that you can't attend to it. Like, you can't pay attention to them. If they're in the timeout chair, they're still going to be driving you crazy. Often they will escalate that tantruming behavior. They'll scream louder, and you'll say something to them. You know, like, all right, you keep doing that, and you're going to stay there longer. Well, that's reinforcing the tantruming. You literally have to ignore it completely, and often that will help to make it go away.
See that? The best parenting, Anna, is just close my eyes and ears and act like it's not going on.
Just go right to bed.
That's
just
right.
Ignore the whole thing.
Walk away.
Yeah. Dr. Joe Shippa, always fantastic advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Be well.